Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you.
Now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. And I profited in the Jews' religion above many of my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace, to reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. So, Brother Booth prophesied in the 1800s, the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. I think the old brother by the Holy Ghost nailed it square down. Amen. I'm going to start out by laying a scenario. This is what God has dealt with me about. Modern teaching, a gospel that saves mankind from hell, but not from sin, which the Word of God refutes outright. Amen. From there, we're going to move on and see what we look back at what God said through His Holy Word in the book of Galatians. Amen. We've come to a time, and I've seen this man who was, he's a renowned, he doesn't write a comic script here. I guess it's a comic script, and he's got cancer. And I'm trying to think of the name of that comic strip, but it's slipping my mind. But he said he's going to convert to Christianity. I say, well, that's good and wonderful. I just hope God's dealing with the man, that he truly not just says, I'm going to become a Christian, and I'm going to profess that. But he's going to actually get on his knees and ask the Lord to forgive him of his sin. He's got cancer. He's terminal. Knows he's dying. Well, I said, one thing I got to give. At least he knows, he recognizes which one is the true way of God. Amen. Brother Joe, you shouldn't say that. Oh, I think we should. Amen. I think if we don't say that, we're guilty. Amen. Of withholding the truth. Amen. If I didn't believe that Christ was the Son of God, amen, I have no place in a pulpit. I have no place calling myself a Christian. Hello? Amen. But I believe. Amen. Who do you say that I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood is not revealed unto you, but my Father. And I say unto you, you Peter, you know who I am, and I know who you are. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Here, Brother Joe, I said, listen, the gates of hell, amen, will not prevail against that. What does that mean, Brother Joe? That simply means that the Christian's going to get the victory. I hear the Apostle Paul say, thanks be unto God, that always, not always, always, a perfect present tense participle, which means every time I'm confronted, always giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I just can't get the victory. Amen. Are we following Him? Are we submitted to Him? Amen. Are we honoring Him? Amen. If we will follow this Christ, I'll assure you there is no losing. Amen. I don't have a way with this Fifth Avenue religion, amen, that glosses things over and turns it into nothing more than, amen, some kind of little emotional, amen, yoga session, amen, to relieve somebody of some kind of stress. I can tell you, you can't be relieved of real stress until you know that your sins are under the blood, amen, and that you have been born again. Hello. Know to whom you listen to the Apostle Paul. I know in whom I have believed. Woo! And he didn't stop there. And I am persuaded. That's a big word. I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. I got full confidence that God, amen, is able to do what He said that He would do. Oh, if I got any doubts about that, there ain't no peace coming to me. Amen. There ain't no joy going to be in my heart like it's supposed to be. I may find a little temporary joy. Amen. In some kind of emotional pop. Amen. Brother MacDonald used to call them joy pops. Amen. Because they go up and they pop and you fall down and you're below the bottom again. Amen. But that ain't true Christianity. True Christianity, amen, is just as strong or stronger in the valley as it is on the mountaintop. Hello. Let me hurry. For I now do I persuade men or God? I'm going to tell you something, Brother Paul. God don't have to be, for God knows. But if we don't have something from God, we are never going to persuade men. Hello? For if I yet please men, here Brother Paul is saying, I cannot take this gospel and make it palatable to carnality. We got a lot of people that are trying to peddle a gospel that is pleasing to the flesh. I just quoted to you out of the book of Galatians another scripture which says the flesh warreth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, so that you cannot do that which you would. Brother Paul deals with the church at Galatia, and we will deal with some of that in the closing, amen, of the message today, what Brother Paul had to say to that church. Amen. Brother Paul asked them a question. Are you so foolish to believe that what was begun in the Spirit, you can now make it perfect in the flesh? They were trying to lean back towards Judaism. Hello? And Brother Paul said, that's the mess that you come out of. Come on. Are you calling Judaism a mess? I'm calling any religion a mess that will not liberate the soul, amen, and set mankind free from sin. Amen. It is a mess. Come on. Christianity, through Christianity, delivers man, amen, from sin, mankind from sin. Son, I said, thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sin. Not in their sin, not while they sin, but from their sin. Woo. You mean to tell me, Brother Joe, that God will make a difference? If you ain't had a difference, you ain't been in contact with God. I remember Brother Lewis used to say, you can't get them right first, run them back through the vat. Like them dipping batting them cows. He had a point. Just keep preaching the gospel. After a while, they'll get a hold of it. It'll get a hold of them. I went there to play. But I came and wound up staying because something got a hold of me. Something got a hold of me. I went there that night. I went there to fight. But something got a hold of me. Oh, hallelujah. They sent the old policeman, the sergeant down. Or they sent the policeman down to arrest that preacher that was at that church down there across the tracks that was causing such a ruckus. And so the preacher decided, that old policeman decided he'd go look through the window and figure out who the preacher was before he went in so he could get in and get out. And he looked through the window and he got more and more confused the longer he looked. And so he goes back and finds him a payphone booth and he calls up his sergeant and says, "We got a problem." Said, "What's the problem, Sergeant? I sent you down there to arrest that preacher." He said, "That's the problem." "Amen. They all preaching down there." "Amen." "Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Come on now." Oh, don't the devil know how to, God know how to confuse the devil? Amen. Listen, so here he said, "Listen, please, men, I should not be the servant of Christ. I'm preaching to you some things this morning. I preached it in some churches and they look at me like I am speaking Mandarin Chinese. Come on. What's wrong? They don't want no doctrine. They don't want no truth. They want to be told they're the chosen generation, get hip-hop and hop high, yeah, and yeah. Come on with Brother Joe. I ain't going to get you, amen, the victory over the devil, you hear me? That's what causes the mess that we got today. Amen, in and out, up and down, all around. But never steadfast in the work of God. That's why we have wandering stars and, amen, folks, they can't never seem to get no roots because they haven't got rooted in Christ. Listen, amen, if we, I'm telling you, you dig a plant up and dig it up and plant it every week, it ain't never going to do anything. It can't get established. We must be established. We must be rooted in Christ, amen. And if we will not hear sound doctrine, we cannot be rooted in Christ. It's impossible. Amen, Brother Joe, yes, I preached the same thing for 30 years. Preached on the street. Preached the same gospel. I don't go to that street and tell them, amen, God's got a halfway house. I said, God's got a deliverance. Amen. Come on. God will deliver you. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's drugs. I don't care if it's sexual addiction. I don't care, amen, if it's alcohol. It matters not what it is. Ooh, this gospel, amen, it's a universal gospel. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means it don't matter what chains the devil's got on you. Amen. God knows how to break every last one of them. Read your Bible. Look at that New Testament. Amen. Jesus freed every kind of bound person that you could find. Demon possessed. Sick. Amen. He freed the folks that's hooked on. Amen. That were drunkards. Amen. And wine bibbers. He delivered all of them. Didn't matter what it was. And nowadays we got a church world wants to go right back to, amen, being sipping saints and, amen. They don't want to be all the way out of Egypt. They want to go back and drink a little bit for. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, God delivered me out of that business. Hello? Amen. When God delivered you, He delivers you. Amen. Let me just go ahead and say something else because I wanted to be delivered. You can't get a person delivered that don't want to be. Amen. If I haven't made my mind up, I want to follow Christ, I'm going to tell you, God can't do a thing in the world for me. But when we have, woo, hallelujah, I hear you. Turn it my reproof, as my word hath declared. Let mankind hear, let them understand, saith the Lord, that I will not accept those that will turn with a half a heart. Behold, but I will receive them who will turn unto me with a whole heart, who will depart but from iniquity, saith the Lord. And behold, I will deliver them that will turn unto me and will desire deliverance. I will break the hold of the enemy. I will crush his power in their lives, saith the Lord, and I will set them free. Behold, I have set in my word, whom the Son is set free, is free indeed, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. My. Amen. Brother Paul said, I certify unto you the gospel that's preached to me. I didn't get it from no man. I got it straight, amen, from the source himself. Amen. I got it from the fountain. That's a flowing from the mountain. Hello. Amen. I got the real thing. Come on with Brother Joe. Oh, hallelujah. I got a shadow. Woo. My. I feel Him here this morning. Paul, that same servant of God, Paul, amen, says to that church at Rome, amen, when I come to you, I said to them, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. To the Jew first, and to the Greek, and the Jew first, and unto the Greek, to everyone what that believeth. Don't matter where you come from, what the sect you are in the SECT you are in this world. Amen. Matter not what religion you may have come out of. Amen. I can tell you, He will set you free. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. And when He said free, He didn't mean halfway. I had a fellow I made angry many years ago talking about the need of Christian psychologists. I said, would to God that Brother Paul had knew that. I believe that old hymn that said Christ alone. Him, Christ alone. You don't need nobody but Him. If we get to where we're trusting on something besides Christ, we have hobbled ourselves and crippled ourselves, and we're not going to get what we need. Amen. Listen, I got to hurry. I know I'm not going to get through this morning. For I neither received the man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ, for you have heard the conversation of how the Jews' religion, Brother Paul goes back and he looks at his prior life. He persecuted the church. He thought he was right. Now I know people that go against Paul, but Paul was sincerely deceived by religion. He wasn't because he hated Jesus. It's because he thought that Jesus was an imposter. Come on. Ooh, but when Brother Paul has been made to understand in just a few moments' time on the road to Damascus that Jesus was not the imposter, but the religion that he's following was the imposter. Come on with me. Hallelujah. It didn't take him but a second. And he's a different man. My. I mean, he's knocked off that horse, that light shining out brighter than it's a noonday, and Brother Paul is on his face. And he's a hearing of voices in that Hebrew tongue. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, Lord. Nobody had to tell Paul that God's talking to him. Come on, if you've got to tell somebody God's talking to them, they ain't heard God. I'm going to say that again. If you got to tell somebody that God's talking to them, they ain't heard God. I can tell you, God goes talking, they're going to know. He has a distinct amen voice. Hello. No, it won't be harsh. I never had God talk to me harsh. I've had Him ask some pretty harsh questions. Blunt. But that's always been that still, small voice, and them questions, when I was wrong, they stung like fire. I studied the Word of God one time, going to take somebody down in a debate about something. One of my opinions. And the Lord come and spoke to me while I was doing that, just right out of the blue sky. And He said, why don't you study that Word to learn rather than try to prop up your opinion? Ooh! Brother Joe felt like he could have walked under the carpet and went and bumped his head. Can God trim us down to size in just a few little words? Because we know He's telling the truth. Amen. By the way, the truth is the only thing that will set mankind free. It is the only thing that will shape us up. It is the only thing that will deliver us. It is the only thing that will put our feet on the right path if we adhere to the truth. That old proverb has said, buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. Let me tell you about truth. His name is Jesus. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man. No man. I mean, that's explicit. Cometh unto the Father except He come by me. When it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb, Brother Paul said, he knew that he didn't just get here by accident. He ain't being relevant to no Darwin, amen, or any other clown that's practicing false science, amen. When God separated me from my mother's womb, amen, called me by His grace to reveal, to do what? To reveal His Son in me. What has God, amen, got for us? What does God want to do? Amen. What does Christianity mean? God wants to reveal Christ. Amen. And manifest the life of Christ out of us. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because if that doesn't happen, my friend, listen. I said, if Christ is not manifest out of us, there will be no. Come on, listen. I want to say it. There will be no conviction for sin. If there's no conviction for sin, there will be no repentance. And if there is no repentance, there will be no salvation. My boss asked me one day several years ago, what did I think the greatest problem in the world was concerning discipleship winning the lost? I said, the greatest problem, amen, that we encounter, amen, is causing mankind to understand their need of salvation. And a lot of those hindrances have been because much standing behind pulpits has muddied up the water. Amen, has deceived the multitudes. Come on with Brother Job. Amen, we got every kind of lie that you can imagine that has been heralded. Amen, telling folks that, amen, they can have Christ and still live a sinful, ungodly life, and Christ is living in them. Somebody better quit listening to those lies. If we don't bear any resemblance to Him, we're never going to hear the words, well done. It's impossible. Why is that, Brother Joe? Because I know something about God. What is that? He's not a liar. He is not a liar. If God said, if He's going to say well done, it's because we have let Christ move in us and something well done has been taking place in our life. Come on with me. Amen. Oh, but if I can tell you, because He ain't going to say well done, just lie out of us. No. Man will lie. Amen. God, He's not a man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should repent. Amen. So listen, what He wants to do is reveal His Son. Christianity, the manifest indwelling Christ. First thing is, amen, there has to be an indwelling. Amen. I heard a man that had a popular radio talk show several years ago. Went to a nominal church, one of the old denominations. And he said there's no such thing as being born again. I said, my. I said, is that what they're teaching you now? I said, if you're not born again, you're never going to hear the words, well done. You're never going to set foot on the streets of that city. Amen. Why? Because your name ain't been written down in the charter. Hello? In the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Nicodemus comes to Jesus. He fixes to get converted. Woo! Amen. Lord, he said, we know that God's with you because no man can do these miracles that you're doing except God be with him. He's just missing something. He is God. Hello? Jesus said to Nicodemus, except you a man be born again. Come on. Amen. Let the man be born of the water and of the word. Amen. He cannot see the kingdom. In other words, there has to be a birth from above. Listen, the only way that Christ indwells, listen, one of the gravest things Brother Clendenin used to preach against it is getting children in a Sunday school classroom and telling them Jesus lives in your heart. You deceive them youngins into believing that Jesus is already living in their heart, they'll never find a reason to repent. He's telling the truth. Jesus lives in the heart. Listen, Brother Joe does all, I don't mess with the age of accountability, I leave that all up to God. Amen. But I'm telling you that Jesus only lives in the heart of the repentant. He don't live in the heart of the rebellious. Amen. He don't live in the heart of them that think they don't need nothing from God. Why are we in the shape we're in our country? It's because too many people think we can get by without God. Hello? God said to Israel at one time, He said, I'll just pull back my hand. I believe it was under the prophet Jeremiah, and he said, "We will see what your end shall be." No, under the prophet Isaiah, "We'll see what your end shall be." I won't want that. Let me hurry. I want to try to get something this morning. Listen, modern teaching saves mankind from hell, but not from sin. Why? I look at the church world when I see things that are in the church that are just as rampant in the church almost as they are in the world. Brother Joe was when I was raised up, we've taught gambling is not part of Christianity. Nowadays nobody thinks nothing about that. Called it oh no, something you haven't earned, you didn't get it by honest means. God is not for anything that is dishonest. Let me hurry. I don't know why I threw that in there, but I'll throw it in there. Amen. I've stood in them lines of them 7-Elevens made people angry. You know what they're doing? They're throwing their livelihood away. Hunting something that's rigged. Hello? And all they're doing is making some fat cat richer while they're starving their family. And if you think God's pleased with that, you probably got a problem. Hello? Listen, let me hurry. The chief danger that confronts the coming generation is religion without the Holy Ghost. I want to take note today, and I want us to look around our world. And we must be really careful. And I don't leave the Pentecostals even out of this, Brother Tony. Where in the church world the Holy Ghost is not allowed to reign and work? I can prophesy some things about those people. They're going to fall for the devil's lie just down the road. Why is that, Brother Joe? Because this Bible tells me about the Holy Ghost. He is the Spirit of what? Truth. He is the vicar of Christ. What does that mean? He's Christ's minister. Ain't nobody can minister without the Holy Ghost, Brother Paul. Come on. It's that the Holy Ghost is giving utterance. There ain't no preaching being done. Come on, there may be a lot of talking going on, but there's no preaching. Woo, when the Holy Ghost goes to giving that utterance, I want to tell you, He goes to taking that sword of that word and cutting, amen, and a probing. Believe you me, God already knows what's wrong. He's just going to take that word by the Holy Ghost and going to gouge that wide open. Amen. It is unctionized preaching that, amen, that rips us off. What does the Word of God say about the Word of God itself? Amen. That it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Ooh. Amen. It'll separate us right down to the bone and right down to the, open us up right down to that old spirit. And cut us open and reveal us for exactly what we are. Ooh, my. Amen. Except that happens, there will not be any repentance. Because there won't be any conviction. Amen. Come on. Oh, but if the Holy Ghost is at work, amen, I want to tell you, He, amen, will bring conviction, amen, to the sinner and to the saint of God.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.